When you think of someone who's civically engaged, you probably think of someone like David S. Pecoraro.
As a sound, P as in Peter, E-C-O-R-A-R-O.
A retired high school math teacher from Rosedale, Queens, he serves as a retiree delegate to his union, the United Federation of Teachers. And for the first time, he was on the ballot to be a delegate for Joe Biden for the Democratic National Convention.
And I believe I'll be elected.
So it's no wonder that when it came to voting in this pandemic primary, he wasn't taking any chances. Pecoraro applied for his absentee ballot in May, as soon as the Board of Elections put the system online. He knew he had to meet specific deadlines to ensure his vote counted. Unlike many other voters who did not receive a ballot, his arrived, and he mailed it back promptly on June 3rd.
I remember specifically because that's my eldest son's birthday, and I mailed it in right before we left to visit him.
He walked it straight over to his local post office.
I live a half block away.
Because he knew it needed to be postmarked.
I waited online. I asked the clerk at the window to postmark the envelope. She refused.
When he asked to speak with her supervisor, the postal clerk told him she was the one in charge, and they did not postmark business reply postage paid envelopes like the ones mailed in this election. She told Pecoraro to just put his envelope in the mail slot, which he did, and then he called the Board of Elections later to confirm they received it, well before the deadline.
They had it, and that was it.
The thing is, not everyone is as engaged or as punctual as Pecoraro. For voters who mailed their ballots closer to the June 23rd cutoff, that postmark is what legally determines whether the Board of Elections will count their vote. Without one, an otherwise valid vote could get thrown out. While many more ballots will likely be invalidated because of other things, like a missing signature, in a close contest, all these votes will be fought over. Taken together, these factors will help lawmakers assess how well the system worked before deciding whether to keep the expanded absentee ballot option in November.
One of the big problems of going to a vote-by-mail system is that the boards of elections are now in partnership with the U.S. Postal Service for conducting the election.
Doug Kellner is a Democratic commissioner and co-chair of the New York State Board of Elections. In emails from June 10th, the post office confirms to the state they're responsible for postmarking ballots. They even provide an image of what it should look like. A spokesperson for the United States Postal Service says they are only aware of a single instance statewide where a postal clerk failed to postmark a ballot, and that most are handled by machines. Still, Kellner says in a conference call with local election officials 2 days after the primary, they were complaining the postmark problem was never resolved.
So several commissioners were reporting that they got large batches of envelopes with voted absentee ballots without any postmarks.
Because of the pandemic, Governor Cuomo issued two executive orders to make it easier to vote by absentee ballot. They also changed the law so voters could mail their ballots through primary day on the 23rd, and those ballots should count if they're received by the Board of Elections a week later, by June 30th. Still, election lawyer Sarah Steiner is worried.
Now, if it actually arrived by the 23rd of June, then that itself is proof and those would be valid ballots. But if you mailed it on the 23rd or the 22nd or the 20th or whatever, but it didn't get postmarked, I am concerned that the board will invalidate those absentee ballots through no fault of the voter.
In a close contest, those invalidated ballots could make a big difference. Steiner has clients who may be affected. The New York City Board of Elections declined to say how many absentee ballots they've received missing a postmark. The only official statement came from spokesperson Valerie Vasquez-Diaz, who said the board will follow the law until they receive direction otherwise. That means tossing ballots, not only if the voter did something wrong, but also if the post office did. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.